Happy Passover.
Happy Passover. This is April 26, 2024.
It's the fourth day of Passover.
And our reading tonight starts with Leviticus 22:26 and goes to 23:44. You find that on page 136 of your complete Jewish Bible. Adonai said to Moses, when a bull, sheep, or goat is born, it should stay with its mother for 7 days. But from the eighth day on, it may be accepted for an offering made by fire to Adonai. However, no animal is to be slaughtered together with its young on the same day, neither cow nor ewe. 136, you aren't paying attention. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Adonai, you must do it in a way such that you will be accepted. It must be eaten on the same day it is offered. Leave none of it till morning. I am Adonai.
You are to keep my mitzvah and obey them. I am Adonai. You are not to profane my holy name. On the contrary, I am to be regarded as holy among the people of Israel. I am Adonai, who makes you holy, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Adonai.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, the designated times of Adonai, which you are to proclaim as holy convocations, are my designated times.
In the first month of the 14th day, on the
14th... Why you skip two paragraphs?
I can't see very well. The light is really bad. So where am I here?
3.
Work is to be done on 6 days, but on the 7th day is a Shabbat of complete rest. And that will be starting tonight. A holy convocation, and you are not to do any kind of work. It is a Shabbat for Adonai, even in your homes.
These are the designated times of Adonai, the holy convocations you are to proclaim at their designated times.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between sundown and complete darkness, comes the Pesach for Adonai. Pesach means Passover. So on the 15th day of the same month is the festival of Matzah. For 7 days, you are to eat matzah. And on the first day, you are to have a holy convocation. Don't do any kind of ordinary work. Bring an offering made by fire to Adonai for 7 days. And on the 7th day is a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, after you enter the land I am giving you and harvest its ripe crops, you are to bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen. He is to wave the sheaf before Adonai so that you will be accepted. The Kohen is to wave it on the day after the Shabbat. On the day that you wave the sheaf, you are to offer a male lamb without defect in its first year as a burnt offering for Adonai. Its grain offering is to be 1 gallon of fine flour mixed with olive oil, an offering made by fire to Adonai as a fragrant aroma. Its drink offering is to be wine, 1 quart. You are not to eat bread, dry grain, or fresh grain until the day you bring the offering for your God. This is a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live.
From the day after the day of rest, that is from the day you bring the sheaf for waving, you are to count 7 full weeks until the day after the 7th week. You are to count 50 days, and then you are to present a new grain offering to Adonai. You must bring bread from your homes for waving, 2 loaves made with 1 gallon of fine flour baked with leaven, as first fruits for Adonai. Along with the bread, present 7 lambs without defect, 1 year old, 1 young bull and two rams. These will be a burnt offering for Adonai with their grain and drink offerings, an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Offer one male goat as a sin offering, two male lambs, 1 year old, as a sacrifice for peace offering. The Kohen will wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before Adonai. With the two lambs, these will be holy for Adonai for the Kohen. On the same day, you are to call a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. This is a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live.
When you harvest the ripe crops produced in your land, don't harvest all the way to the corners of your field, and don't gather the ears of grain left by the harvesters. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am Adonai, your God.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel in the seventh month, the first of the month is to be for you a day of complete rest for remembering a holy convocation announced with blasts on the shofar. Do not do any kind of ordinary work and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai.
Adonai said to Moses, the tenth day of the seventh month is Yom Kippur. You are to have a holy convocation. You are to deny yourselves and you are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. You do not do any kind of work on that day because it's Yom Kippur, to make atonement for you before Adonai your God. Anyone who does not deny himself on that day is to be cut off from his people. And anyone who does any kind of work on that day, I will destroy from among his people. You are not to do any kind of work. It's a permanent regulation through all your generations, no matter where you live. It will be for you a Shabbat of complete rest, and you are to deny yourselves. You are to rest on your Shabbat from evening, the ninth day of the month, until the following evening.
Adonai said to Moses, tell the people of Israel, on the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days to Adonai. On the first day, there is to be a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. For 7 days, you are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. And on the eighth day, you are to have a holy convocation and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. It is a day of public assembly. Do not do any kind of ordinary work.
These are the designated times of Adonai that you are to proclaim as holy convocations and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. A burnt offering, a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, each on its own day. Besides the Shabbats of Adonai, your gifts, all your vows, and all your voluntary offerings that you give to Adonai.
But on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the produce of the land, you are to observe the festival of Adonai 7 days. The first day is to be a complete rest, and the eighth day is to be a complete rest. So on the first day, you are to take choice fruits, palm fronds, thick branches, and river willows, and celebrate in the presence of Adonai your God for 7 days. You are to observe it as a feast to Adonai 7 days in the year. It is a permanent regulation, generation after generation. Keep it in the seventh month. You are to live in a sukkah for 7 days. Every citizen of Israel is to live in a sukkah. So the generation after generation of you will know that I made the people of Israel live in a sukkah when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai your God.
Thus Moses announced to the people of Israel the designated times of Adonai. And then we have 2 Kings 23, 1 through 9, and 21 through 25. We find that on page 430. Then the king summoned all the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, and they assembled with him. The king went up to the house of Adonai with all the men of Judah, all those living in Jerusalem, the Kohen, the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing everything written in the scroll of the covenant that had been found in the house of Adonai. The king stood on the platform and made a covenant in the presence of Adonai to live following Adonai, observing his mitzvah, instructions, and regulations wholeheartedly and with all his being, so as to confirm the words of the covenant written in this scroll. All the people stood, pledging themselves to keep the covenant.
Then the king ordered Hilkiah, the Kohen Hagadol, the Kohen of the second rank, and the doorkeepers to remove from the sanctuary of Adonai all the articles that had been made for Baal, for the Asherah, and for the entire army of heaven. And he burnt them up inside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried their ashes to Beit El.
He deposited the idolatrous priests, the kings of Judah that ordained to offer on the high places by the cities of Judah and in the places surrounding Jerusalem. He also deposed those who offered to Baal, the sun, the moon, the constellations, and the whole army of heaven.
He took the Asherah from the house of Adonai to Wadi Kidron outside Jerusalem and burned it in the Wadi Kidron, stamped the ashes to powder, and threw the powder into the burial ground for the common people.
He smashed the houses of the cult prostitutes that were in the house of Adonai, where the women also wove garments for the Asherah.
He removed the Kohen from the cities of Judah, then from Geva and Beersheba. He desecrated the high places where the Kohen had been making offerings. He also smashed the high places of the gates that were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, on the left as one enters the city. But although the Kohen who had been at the high places did not come up to the altar of Adonai in Jerusalem, nevertheless, they did share matzah with their kinsmen.
And we skip over to verse 21. The king issued this order to all the people. Observe Passover to Adonai your God, as written in the scroll of the covenant. For Passover had not been so observed since the days when the judges ruled Israel. Not during the times of any of the kings of Israel or of the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was observed to Adonai in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Looks like they did their best to observe what they had discovered that had been neglected, and they tore down all the evil things that they were worshiping in front of. What's next?
Oh, we read till 25.
Oh, okay. Josiah got rid of the mediums and the people using spirit guides, as well as the household gods, the idols, and all the disgusting things spotted anywhere in Judah and Jerusalem. He did this in order to establish the words of the Torah written in the scroll Hilkiah the Kohen had found in the house of Adonai.
No previous king was like him, because he turned to Adonai with all his heart, with all his being, and with all his power, in accordance with all the Torah of Moses. Nor did any king like him arise afterwards. And then we go to Mark 16, 1 through 8. Find that on page 1286. when Shabbat was over, Mary of Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jacob, and Shulamit bought spices in order to go and anoint Yeshua. Very early the next day, just after sunrise, they went to the tomb. They were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance to the tomb for?" Then they looked up and saw that the stone, even though it was huge, had been rolled back already. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right, and they were dumbfounded. But he said, "Don't be so surprised. You're looking for Yeshua of Nazareth, who was executed on the stake. He has risen. He is not here. Look at the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples, especially Peter, that he is going to the Galilee ahead of you. You will see him there just as he told you." Trembling, but ecstatic, they went out and fled from the tomb. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
Thank you, Father God, for getting us together on this Shabbat Eve. Thank you for reminding us of all the things that the good king did back then. You know, the scrolls had been, to the best of my knowledge, hidden away for 300 years, and the people had so deviated from God's word and his Torah. But Josiah did his best to get the people back on track, and it sure made a difference, for it is mentioned here for us to reiterate to you today. We pray that Passover will come back and that people will put the Lamb of God, which they call Yeshua, back together with the actual Passover celebration, how they are connected and how it is important to see that they're not two separate things and that one really shouldn't go without the other. Thank you for helping us to recognize that Yeshua has risen, even though the majority of the Christians did so about a month ago. And here we are in Passover and remembering as they should be as well. But we know that's not possible right now unless their scales fall from their eyes and they recognize that Israel and the people of Israel are our roots. We are one. Christians and the people of Israel, we are one. And we should stand with the people of Israel, especially in these trying times where there's so much anti-Semitism going on right here in our country, the USA, right here in the United States of America. People are protesting and hollering awful things that they want all the Jews to be killed, just like Haman did back when we were studying the book of Esther during Purim. And times are really tough right now, Father. We really need your protection and we need your guidance. Be with us and help us to be decent to one another. For we know it's much easier to be at odds. Help us to not be at odds and help us to be united. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.